Books on Tape presents The Sexy Years by Suzanne Summers. Read by Bernadette Dunn. At 50, you get the face you deserve. Coco Chanel. Foreword by Robert A. Greene, M.D., F.A.C.O.G. I am a reproductive endocrinologist. That means that after becoming a board-certified OBGYN, I continued my training to become a specialist in identifying and treating hormone-related problems, such as those associated with infertility, menopause, developmental problems, and premenstrual syndrome. During the last decade, I have continued to perform research in this field and apply what I learn on a daily basis to the patients whom I provide care for. Developing an understanding of the way hormones affect the brain is truly the key to lifelong health and wellness. As a reproductive endocrinologist, my primary focus is on the sex hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. Women today are heavily influenced by the marketing of natural hormones. But what do we mean by natural? There is no unified definition of the term natural hormones. Natural means different things to different people. To some people, natural means that it comes from natural sources. To others, it means biologically identical to what the body normally produces. That's the definition that Suzanne and I have used during our discussions of this topic. The confusion about this terminology dates back to 1941, when Russell Marker first synthesized progesterone from the wild yam, Dioscorea. To this day, many companies sell natural yam extracts as alternatives to hormones. Unfortunately, they failed to inform consumers that their bodies simply do not have the ability to convert.